Today's share is sponsored by an anonymous donor for his chus, for the Limud HaTorah and the Hatzlacha of his children. Please help sponsor these shiurim so we can keep them coming to the Maritz Torah to the Klal Yisrael. We are in middle of Perek Gimel. We are up to Hilchus, in Hilchus Beirer. Sif Chav Ches in the new print. In the old print, I believe it's Chav Zayin, or the bottom of page Samach Gimel in the new print. So in the middle of Beira, so min echot shel chafetzim shebo begedolim shoinim, or ibitzvoim shoinim. Let's say you have one item, but it comes in different sizes. You have small spoons, small forks, big forks. Or ibitzvoim shoinim, but they come in different colors. You have a blue pants, black pants, yellow pants, right? But due to their size or their color, lematoro is shoinis. They have different purposes and different uses. You know, you have a tiny mini spoon. You're going to have to eat soup with, that goes into a dip. You have a dessert spoon, you have a soup spoon. Right? So if you have regular spoons, you know, a dessert spoon and soup spoons, and they're interchangeable. On a regular Shabbos, you know, you may look around and see different size spoons out, and you're not makbit, so then obviously that wouldn't be butter like we said before. But let's say you would only use the soup spoons for soup. So yeki, chas v'shalom to use it for dessert. Or vice versa, or these mini spoons that are for dips. That's a different matara, that's a different use. That's not just a different size, like we spoke in the previous shiur about different size items that are be'etzim the same. Right? Some ein tashmishim za. If they don't have the same use, if due to their color or their size, even though they may look like the same item, but they have a total different use. Harayim nechshavim l'shnei minim shaynim. You have to look at that as two totally different items. U'lechein yivar esei l'shu reitz l'shtamish b'machshav. And therefore, you'll have to be bayrer if you were sorting one out. You can only do it right before you need it. And you'll have to take the good from the bad. And you cannot take out the ones you're not using, because that's being bayrer psalms b'teichel. So even though they're big and small, and we said earlier in a previous year that if you have the same item, different sizes, if it's all really the same, that's not bayrer, because that's not ma'urov, that's not called mixed. Here, this would be considered mixed, because their matarois are shoinois, which means their usages are totally different. Lefikach, therefore, there's kapos, ketanis, and gedolos. You have these small spoons and large spoons. In return, the gedolos are slices, ketanis, laniachas, gedolos. So you only want the large spoons. You can't pull out the small spoons and leave the big spoons. In return, the gedolos, and if you want only large ones, slices, ketanis, laniachas, gedolos, lechin lebach. Can't do that. So then he says another example. Begadim shal shnei bnei adam. You have pants. Belongs to different people. They're different sizes. Afil kulam shal adam echad, or one person's. Avlan heim aimdim alatari shaynais. You have a pair of pants. You have, you know, your weekday pants that you wear to work. My big day Shabbos, a big godim limay zachal. You have your weekday pants and your Shabbos pants. You never wear your Shabbos pants on the weekday. You never wear your weekday pants on the Shabbos pants. The pants are all mixed up. Then you can only take, right, when you're ready to get dressed, the pants you do want, because that's eichel mitoich. Psalas, so, even though they're both pants. Right? They begot them at seven shiny, have different color clothing. If you have to dafke, take the ones you're going to use now and you want now, and leave the other ones. Return the page to Siv Chav Tes. You're not going to see this as a separate Siv in the old print. On the top of page Samach Dalet. When you have something that's one min, it's one type. Right, you want to separate the small and the large for a specific purpose, like in business. Now, obviously, you have a mimsi cheftzchon, you have an issur of being involved in items which are meant for sale on muktzon Shabbos, but that's not his point for now. His point is just trying to point out for bayur, there's times when size matters. So, yesh bekach is a bayur. V'aser livrer es eila. You can't separate out the ones that you don't plan on using now. This is lufigach, therefore, typical examples, which would be osel, mayan, tapuchim. You cannot sort out apples, a beitzim, lufigaydlam, or eggs based on their size. Right? People buy eggs, medium eggs, large eggs, extra large eggs, jumbo eggs, right? So you want to sort out the size eggs, because, you know, and let's just say, to avoid a question of imtzeh chavzach b'shabbos, let's say you know the large eggs sell for the most money. So you don't want to use them on Shabbos. You're going to sort them out and leave yourself the medium eggs, right? So you can't do that, right? Because you can't. That's mamish butter, and you're taking out the sales. If you're doing it, you're separating an item which you're makbid and this is how you want it separated, you cannot do that. Let's say a guy sells a sregim. Well, your mind is a sregim if you sugim shainim. You know, when the sregim dealers get it, there's a sugim aleph, 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 aleph. I don't know how many alephs they're out already today. There's no sugim base anymore of a sregim. It's all aleph levels, right? So, besides a shayla of muktzah, because it's stuff that's meant for business, but you can't sort out your aleph, your aleph, aleph, your aleph, aleph, alephs, right? Hadassim, you ever saw sugim base of hadassim? There's alephs, aleph, alephs, aleph, 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 right? You can't sort them out on Shabbos. How you look of payers menachem today? But let's say you have fruits which are all one type. I will chelik me medayin loy boshlim, right? Some are not fully ripe yet. The kosh loyichol meisata, and you wouldn't want to bite into them now. Or this would be very typical with, let's say, mangoes. You know, you buy a box of six mangoes today in Costco or in the fruit store. Right? And, some are redder, some are greener, and you only want one, you don't want the other, they're not ready to be eaten yet. So, Yivra is a peiris, I should return a loy from Aksha. If make sure to take the one you want now. Lo Yivra is a peiris, dine in a bishalom, not leave the unripe ones. For instance, let's say bananas, you buy green bananas, right? There's a book out there in the from stores called Buy Green Bananas, right? Buy yellow bananas, by the time you're ready to them, they rot. So, you buy green bananas, you leave them by your window, as they turn yellow, you use them. So you have to make sure that you take the yellow ones that already turned yellow, and not that you rip off the green one and you put it separate, because the green one is tachypsilis. See, though it's the same min, it's the same species, but since it's not yet ripe and you don't want it, for this it's considered psilis. See, if lamid, which is in the old print of Chof Ches, in the middle of page Samach Dalet of the new print, which means Shabbos Chosach El Galv, chavilois matzois, you have a box of matzos. Right? Go to the matzah bakery, you go buy matzahs for Pesach, what happens? There's some shvarim, some that are broken, and some that are whole. Now, you need filechem mishnah, you need two shleimim. So what do you do? So mutl hoitzi mitoich matzah, you take off the top matzah. It's broken, you put it down. Take up another matzah. If it's whole, good, got your lechem mishnah. If it's broken, you put it down. Achi, yim tzu shtei matzah shleimim, shuri is lechem mishnah. Until you find the two matzahs that are fit for Lechem Mishnah. The aim is Hemishum is a brayer, and that will be no is of brayer. Vima matzis hashleimers vashvuris menoches b'muruv shloim bechavilo. What happens if they're just all sitting mixed together in a way that you can't just pick up the top like a nice pie? So al yotzi es hashvuris, you can't slip out the broken ones v'yiniach es hashleimers to leave the whole ones sharei hashvuris ain't in ruiz l'mitzvazu. Right, because the shvarim, the broken ones, are not good for lechem mishnah. So as far as since you're looking now for lechem mishnah, so then it's usher. Now, it would be a little different. We'll see. Okay, let's finish lunch. Now, what happens when kol matzis oynus lachid l'besudazu? Let's say, listen, Baruch Hashem, you have guests, you have people by the table, so you're going to eat the shvarim right now by this meal, just not for lechem mishnah. You're going to put those on the center of the table of the matzah tray, right? So it's not really psilis. You just have two different purposes. You need the two shleimim at the seat of whoever's making lechem mishnah, and you need the shvarim in the matzah tray, right? So he says, in such a case, now they're all oichel. They just have two different purposes between the two different places, but they're the same min, right? They're the same species. So there he says, muk loitzi leis atas shvurais. Then you can take the broken pieces. You can put them on the matzah tash. You can put them where you can use them for the suda, right? So then, in such a case, that's not going to be considered bayer because they're the same species. They're going to all be used now, just two for lechem mishnah, and the others for during the meal. So it happens to be that the ones for lechem mishnah are whole, and the ones for during the meal don't have to be whole. So that won't have a din of bayer. What happens when someone comes to sit at his table? Sammy Choshev, I guess, or just his personality. He only wants to put out nice, whole matzos, no broken matzos. So Mutalor Lahitzis Ashura Shane writes him a machshav. Says then, still you could take away the broken ones because, once again, it's all the same min. Now, when it was you looking dafka for lechem mishnah, the rest is not going to be used. Since you're looking for the mitzvah, this is not for the mitzvah. This is not the matara of the mitzvah. But over here, bad Sam, the shvuris you would eat. Someone could go over to the box and take it.
But Rosh, for your yoifer, you like to have, you know, older shleimers. So that's still considered the same min. You could remove the broken ones and put out the whole ones. So if Lamrav Mutter Lahosib Pesach Shechalias B'Shabbos as Achelik Amachupo Shemematzik Fula. Right, so Boyer, we're going to see in Lichas Yom Tov, Boyer is much more kal on Yom Tov. Adrabin. Then we say to go the easy way. What happens now when Pesach falls out on Shabbos? You open your matzah box and you find the matzah that's kofel. Find the matzah that we're knowing not to eat because it's folded over. I'm not going to go into all the halachas of kfulim now. And Avadi is going to tell us soon that a medaktek is knowing to make sure before Yom Tov that all his kfulim are removed. But let's say, and it happens, you open your box of matzahs and boom, you find the kfula. What should you do? He says, "Mutter lahasa bepesach shechal v'yis b'shabbes es achelik hamechupol shebe matzah kfula." Says you could remove the matzah kfula, the piece of the matzah, so you can break off from the matzah the kafel part. Asher noigim shlo lahasa bepesach that we won't eat on Pesach. Right, and we're going to see because he says it's dumi in the bottom pay base. Dumi to be rokov b'miktsase. Like we saw earlier, that if you have a fruit that's partially rotten, you could cut off that part. So to here, you could break off part of the part that's kafel. Fushi asa ken raksam l'chasudasai, but you should do it right before you eat. So you should not go Friday night through your matzah box to look for kfulim for your Shabbos day meal and then break them off and throw them out. Right before the Shabbos day meal, you should do it because it should be done samach l'chasudasai. But like I mentioned before, he finishes off, amedaktikim. People are medactic b'mitzvahs. Noyagim livroi es matzai seyem lifnei chag ha-pesach. Then noyag to separate any matzahs before Pesach mechashash yisr chometz. There should be no yisr chometz. Siv lamed beis, we'll finish with this siv because the next siv lamed gimel is another part within Bayer. Siv lamed beis, on top of page samachay, this is not in the old printers, a separate siv. Pachach shbo shenavel bo yischum. What happens if a piece of cutlery falls into the garbage can? Now it's all mixed in the garbage. You can't do by to take it out. Unless you use it soon after you take it out of the garbage. So what should you do? You don't want to lose your silver spoon. And your son just chucked it in the garbage with a plate of chicken. So you can take it out, you wash it off, and use it right away. Same thing if you see in the garbage a piece of paper that really has to go into Sheamus. So you should take it out to be Sheamus on its Kedusha. But before you go put it back in the Sheamus bag, you should learn a little bit from it, you should read from it, you should use it. Therefore, you use the Oichel, which you pulled out from the Psylus in the garbage, which is Mamish Psylus, but you should use it right away. Because like we said many times, when you have your take out Oichel from Psylus, it has to be Yad, by hand, not with a special keli, and Miyad, used right away. We'll stop here. Today's shiur was sponsored by an anonymous donor as a schus for his children to be matzliach with the Limud HaTorah. Please help sponsor shiur in the future by going to Rabbi Fishman, rabbifishman.com and clicking on the sponsor shiur button or emailing Rabbi Fishman, rabbifishman@gmail.com.